I made some signs. In our Bible reading today, Jesus was teaching his disciples what it would be like to follow him. Sometimes things would be very nice, sometimes things would be kind of difficult. So he says things like, here, I'm going to set these down, poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit. He used opposites to teach. Here's a word, proud, and we'll get back to poor in spirit. What does proud mean? That's an interesting word. What do you think proud means? Okay, you're happy that you did something? Yep, I did that, and maybe mom or dad, thank you for doing a good job. Can proud ever get carried away? Man, look at me. I am so good. I am the best. I'm bigger, I'm taller, I'm better looking. My dad used to tell me this. He'd say, don't hurt your arm patting yourself on the back. That's proud. That's the opposite of poor in spirit. What do you think poor in spirit means? What was Jesus talking about? Poor in spirit. There's times when we know we don't quite get there. We don't quite get that, I'm proud of you, you did a good job. Sometimes we kind of mess that up, don't we? Here's another one. And I never understand why this word is spelled this way, but this is the word for laugh. Laugh. What does laugh mean? What do you think laugh means? When something's funny, it tickles your funny bone and you can't help but make that interesting sound. What does laugh mean? Yes, a silly noise. Sometimes it comes when we're really happy. What about this word? This is mourn. It's not like mourning. It's like mourn as in sad. Why would Jesus say, blessed are those who mourn? I don't feel very blessed when I'm sad. What's he saying? He's saying that, one, even when you're sad, I still love you, I still bless you. But also, he's talking about when we're sad because we know we've sinned. We know we did something wrong, and we're sad about it. Can we tell him how much we love him and that we're sorry? Can we tell him we're sorry? What does he say? Does he say, I forgive you, or does he say, tough luck?
I forgive you.
Good job right there. He says, I forgive you. Here's another. This will be, the second to last one, bold. This kind of goes with proud. What do you think bold means? A bold letter. These are kind of bold letters, aren't they? Or it's kind of like I can talk in a really bold voice so everybody has to hear me. I'm it. Look at me. I can do all things. Get out of the way. Yeah. What about this word? Jesus said, blessed are the meek. He didn't say, blessed are the bold. What's that mean? I know I've failed. I know I need God's forgiveness. Just like we talked about, does God forgive when we ask him? Yeah. And he's saying, don't get so cranked up about doing things wrong. Here's a word that we're going to talk a lot about. Does anybody know what that? Let's ask the big people. You think they know this word? You think they know this word? Big people, what's that word?
Blessed.
Ah, blessed. Good job. And Jesus puts a fancy little mark here and he says, blessed. Isn't that cool? Makes it sound even more fun. There are times when we feel sad for our sins because sometimes we just goof up. We're going to talk about that today. But you are never not blessed. What's another word for that? What do you think another word for blessed by God might be?
Pray.
We pray to him, yep. Do you think he loves us? Yep. Do you think he loves it when we talk to him? That's a blessing, right? Good job. Being blessed means he's always there for us and he's never going to turn us away. Good job. What you do? It's okay. I'm just teasing you. I caught you. Chase, you want to help me pray? Here we go. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much that these guys are here. We thank you that Chase is here. Lord, we thank you that, that they're here, that they know you, but especially that you know them and that you have declare them blessed, that you've declared that you love them. As they grow bigger and taller, Lord, help us to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.